Praise God. It's called Know the Love of Christ this morning. Amen. We've been singing about His love, haven't we, this morning? Well, it's know the love of Christ. So have a look at Ephesians. We're ready to go to Ephesians 3, and that's where we'll be doing most this morning. But have a look at Ephesians 4, verse 10. It says that Jesus ascended far above all the heavens. Are we pleased about that? That He might fill all things. So Jesus, not only is He our advocate before the Father, but His plan from the position that He's in is to fill all things. Now, we were looking last week in a little bit of detail of this. We're just mentioning it today because He tells us, the Scripture tells us, what He, Jesus, is looking to fill us with. Would that be worth knowing? Amen. And so we get that answer in verse 13. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. Remember we said last week that the unity of the faith is faith in Christ. When we have faith in Christ, we have unity. Amen. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. Here's the phrase. He has gone far above all the heavens that He might fill all things. What's He looking to fill all things with? The full knowledge of the Son of God. It's Jesus Himself who's doing this filling. So He wants to fill us, see us filled, with the full knowledge of Himself. Is that wonderful? Praise God. And then the full knowledge of Himself, looks what it brings you to. A complete man. A complete man. You and I will never be complete until the full knowledge of the Son of God is ours. That's the completeness. Amen? To the measure of the stature of the fullness of the measure of Christ. Now notice the phrase in there is the full knowledge of the Son of God and not the full knowledge about the Son of God. We were looking at that last week. If you weren't here last week, ask for a recording of last week's message because we go into this in a bit of detail. It's me knowing Him. It's me knowing Christ. It's person to person is what the Scripture is speaking about here, that I might know Him. Praise God. See, young people, this is God's plan for you, is to know Jesus. That Jesus is your friend, that Jesus is the one that you love, that Jesus is the one that you talk to. That's the plan. That's the plan there today. It's wonderful. Now, anyone here looking for completeness? You think, yes, you can count me in for completeness. You can count me in, right? Praise God. Well, here it is. Completeness, to be a fully completed, rounded, fulfilled, satisfied person only comes one way. The full knowledge of the Son of God. That's where the full completeness comes from. Now, it struck me during the week, speaking to some different people here, that part of our problem is that we're in our own vision. Part of our problem is that we're looking at ourselves most of the time, and you won't get the completeness there. No, that'll bring a lot of despair to you. No, it says the full knowledge of the Son of God. Until Jesus fills my vision, I'll never be complete. I will not allow anything else to come in and take from me the full vision of Christ. Because that's where my completeness is. That's where your completeness is the full vision of Christ. Is it wonderful? Amen. Praise God. This is if you're looking to be a completed, rounded, fulfilled, satisfied person. That's the root. Christ Jesus Himself. Amen. So let's go to Ephesians 3 now, and we'll spend time on a few verses here. 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Now notice that Christ may dwell. That means live. That means I've got Christ in a settled position at the center of my being. Can you see it? Through faith. That the very center of me is filled with Christ, so that everything I look at, I'm looking at through Christ. All my thinking is through Christ. All my actions are through Christ. This is where we're to end up, you see, so that we're the complete person that He intends us to be. Glory to God. You can be listening to a news broadcast, and you're listening through Christ to it. So it has a very different impact. First of all, you don't take on any of the tragedy and the problems and the worry and the fear and everything else. You're hearing things through Christ. You're seeing everything through Christ. You're seeing another person through Christ. Amen. We come to that place. Wow. This is the completeness that He's got for us. See, the moment I get born again, I'm filled with the Spirit of Christ from day one, the minute you get born again. And you certainly know you have Christ in you because everything changes. Now, the God-given gift of faith to me and to you is to trust, to believe, and to live in and through Christ's life in me. He gives the faith to you and to me. The question is, will we pick up and use the gift He's given? Praise God. He doesn't hold something out before you and then you can't believe it. No, if He gives you some truth, He gives you the faith with the truth to believe it so that you and I can take it on board. Is He wonderful? Amen. Praise God. So we're looking at verse 17, continued. The first is that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and then the continuation, that you being rooted and grounded in love. This is how to live in Christ. Rooted and grounded in love. Who is the love? Jesus Himself is the love. Rooted and grounded in love. So roots down deep into Him who is my love. Jesus is my love. Is He your love? He's my love. Jesus is. Roots down deep into Him who is my love. Deep down into all His qualities. Deep down into all of His love for you and for me. We need the roots deep down into His love for us. It's called to know the love of Christ here this morning. Praise God. You see, roots deep down into His unselfishness. There's not one selfish thing about Christ at all. Nothing selfish about Him. So completely unselfish, He goes to the cross and dies for us. Totally unselfish. So roots deep down into His unselfishness. Now I can live unselfish. Can you see it? Because my roots are down into Him who is the unselfish one. There's a lot in that. Roots down into His patience. Deep down into His patience. Now think of these things, first of all, as His patience with you. This is a good way to start thinking about it. Think about His patience for you. Think about His kindness towards you. Roots deep down into this. Think about His goodness for you. Think about His gentleness towards you. Roots deep down into this. Think about His mercy towards you. Think about His forgiveness towards you. Roots down deep into it. Praise God. I'm drawing from Christ Himself. Roots deep down into His love that cannot fail. No, when I'm rooted into Christ, I'm rooted into that which cannot fail. Failure is impossible once you're rooted down into Him. It's wonderful. Now, really important here, You and I have to first receive the love of Christ for you personally before you can ever give it. You have to receive the patience that he has towards you before you will ever be able to give it to somebody else. It all comes from Christ. Amen. So I look at verse 18. That you may be able to comprehend. That means get a hold of. That you may be able to get a hold of with all the saints. This is not a few special people trying to get a hold of this. That you may be able to get a hold of with all the saints. That's all of us together. What is the width, the length, the depth, the height, verse 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. That means it's beyond the head knowledge. This is something that happens in the heart. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Knowing the love of Christ for yourself personally fills you with all the fullness of God. He is love. Wow. In other words, this scripture is saying, get hold of the extent of the love which can't be measured. Get hold of, young people, Christ Jesus wants you to know how much he hugely loves you. Hugely loves you. Jesus hugely loves you. To get hold of the extent to which Christ Jesus loves us. To know the love of Christ for yourself. It has to start with you. It has to start with me. To know the love of Christ for yourself. This is his love. We're just going to think about this for a few moments here this morning. The greatest demonstration of his love is that he came in humility as a servant and he gave himself up to death on a cross for you, for me, taking the punishment that I deserve, that you deserve. He took it. He took it. This is the extent of the love. To really know this love for you, to really know this love for me, I have to see what he paid for me. I have to see the cost. He took the pain. He took the loneliness. He took the cruelty. He took the agony. He took the hatred. He took the mocking. He took the spitting. He took the blows. He took the lashings. He took the nails. He took the hanging. He took the death for you, for me. That's the extent. I mean, if Jesus never did another single tap for me, I say, Jesus, you've done everything. Unmistakably shown the extent that you were prepared to go to that I might be made free. Three times Jesus cried out to the Father. You have it in Matthew 26, 44 and verse 39. Oh, my Father, if it's possible, any other way, Father, is there any other way this could be done, Father? Anything but this cross, that this cup, Father, might pass away from me. Jesus cried out because of the agony, the horror. It says in another scripture, he knew beforehand what he'd face. The thought of it alone. He cried out. He said, nevertheless, not my will. Your will, Father. I will do it. I will do it. I love them sufficiently, Father. I will do it. because of the joy held out before me, I'll go through it for them, Father. It says in Matthew 26, 37, he became sorrowful and deeply distressed. In verse 38, he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even unto death. He said that the sorrow of what I'm experiencing now could kill me right on the spot. This is our Jesus who loved us. Luke 22, 44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. His sweat, the agony of this, the horror of what he faced caused the blood to fall in big drops of blood to the ground. This is the Jesus who loved us. You see, these scriptures are all written in there, this full extent of his work on the cross, that we might see the extent of the love. That's why it's there. We say, Jesus, you've done everything for me. You went right against what you really willed to do. And you said, right, I'm going to set my will down. What man is going to go for this? But somebody who loves to a very, very great extent. You see, it's called to know the love of Christ. The length and the depth that Christ's love was prepared to go for you and me who deserve nothing. Nothing do we deserve. That he could take us to the heights of heaven with himself. To give us the expansive width of his love for us forever. That's what he saw. That's what carried him through. You personally, he did this for. Here's Ephesians 3:18 in the Amplified. That you really come to know, practically, through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses head knowledge, that you may be filled through all your being with all the fullness of God, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Ephesians 3:18. Listen to it again. That you really come to know, practically, through experience, you personally experience and fully know the love of Christ, which far surpasses head knowledge. This love of Christ has touched us right through to the very heart of us, the very heart of our being. This has touched us through to us, that you may be filled through all your being to all the fullness of God, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. That's where Christ wants to take us to, his plan to take us to. Heart filled with the love of Christ for me. I mean, once you see it, once you know it, you're made. Oh, you're made in life once you actually know this love. Now, to learn this love of Christ, I have to feed on him. It doesn't just drop from the sky. This love of Christ, I have to feed on it. I have to look at these passages of Scripture and say, Jesus, what you did for me. I have to feed on the love that the Scriptures show and demonstrate. So I'm filling myself with the person Christ, feeding on him. Ephesians 3:19, to know the love of Christ. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. If I'm filled with the tender heart knowledge of Christ's continuous love for me, I'm filled with all the fullness of God, and I'm sorted forever. Oh, forever. I'm forever sorted. Thank you, Jesus. If you personally know the love of Christ for yourself, you now can bring this love to others. You've been so loved by Christ. You're so filled with the personal love that he has for you and what he's done for you. To love others is easy. It's easy. Because you're loving from such a base of compassion and love and understanding that he has shown you. You see, those early disciples, here's what they said, that which I have, I give you. You can't give what you haven't got. If you haven't got the love of Christ, you haven't got the knowledge of it for yourself, first of all, you're incomplete, and secondly, you can't give to anyone else. Can you see it? That's why the vision of us has to go out to the background, and our vision filled with Christ and his love for us, and then we'll be able to live in it and bring it to others. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at Ephesians 3 and verse 20, and we use this scripture all the time and quite rightly to bless and encourage ourselves. But here's the context of it. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, Christ is the power working in us. What is the exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think? Well, the previous verse tells me, to know the love of Christ. That's the exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could ask or think. If I take myself back to before I got saved, I couldn't think this because I couldn't see it. Praise God. But now having seen it, I can see this is the exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. It's not my new kitchen. It's Christ. Exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think is Christ himself. The magnificence of him. The splendor of him. I found myself praying this morning, Lord, Father God, you've entrusted Christ to us. You have entrusted, you have given of your very own Son to us. What a trust to live in and to have him live in us. He's trusted Christ to us with all his glorious love. That through knowing the love of Christ, you may be filled with all the fullness of God is the exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Look at the final expression there in verse 21. To him be glory in the church. To Father be glory in the church. How does the glory come to the church? By Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever, amen. The glory in the church is Christ. When Christ is exalted, when he's at the center, when he's the object of all our attention, our worship, our adoration, our focus, the glory fills that life. The glory fills that church. It's wonderful. Praise you, Jesus. The full knowledge of the Son of God. This is what Father has for you and for me. To know the love of Christ is God the Father's wonderful plan for you, for me. To bring you and me to a complete person. Complete person. We are complete in him, the scripture says, who is the head of all principality and power. That Christ would dwell in your hearts through faith. Now, I have a note here for us. Practically, as you read the Bible, you're doing some reading through the Bible during the week, look for all the goodness, the kindness, the gentleness, the forgiveness, and the mercy of Christ. And let him fill you with himself. Would that be good? We're studying Psalms here on a Thursday night, and we're looking for Christ in all the, you know, in all the Psalms there. We're looking for Him. You see, because we're feeding on Him. We're looking to be filled with Him. And so so if you have a look at the goodness of Jesus, the goodness of Christ, and you think all that goodness is for you personally, you're reading about the kindness of God, think all that kindness is for me personally, you grow to love Him. You grow to appreciate Him. Why? Because you start to see Him. Is He wonderful? Hallelujah. I pray for each and every one to know this love of Christ. Jesus. Jesus. I mean, for one thing, you're never going to be concerned ever again what anybody else thinks of you. Now, not when you know the love of Christ for you. If He be for you, who can be against you? You're absolutely in business. You're held totally secure forever, apart from any other person ever doing anything useful for you or not. Apart from that, complete in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. This is real. This is real. I'm speaking from reality in my own life. I know His kindness. I know His compassion and His patience towards me. I know it. And I see it every day and every week. I say, Jesus, so patient with me. So kind, so generous. So I know this love. It's for you. It's for everyone. The same love. He says that we may have power together to grasp with all the saints. This is no special deal for some special person. To all the saints able to get hold of this love, all the saints to be complete in Christ forever. Is it wonderful? Well, we're going to break bread now, and here's a wonderful opportunity for you to say, Lord, thank you. To say, Jesus, we remember what this cost you. This, when we, what the scripture says is, we bring to remembrance through the bread, through the cup. We bring to remembrance the extent of the love. Not that we become morose. Not that we become sad, poor Jesus. No, that we see, Lord, you were prepared to pay this for me, to have me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You have a personal time in this breaking of bread, and that'd be excellent.
Thank you very much, John. If the servers could come forward now. What a wonderful time we can spend now after hearing the Word of God, to remember what Christ has done for us, that His body was broken for us and His blood was shed for us, so we can live completely in Him. He says in His word, this is my body broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me. Not some of Christ and some of us, but all of Christ. He said, this is my blood shed for you. Take, drink, do this in remembrance of me. So we're fully remembering Jesus. If there's anything of ourselves this morning that is an issue, then cast that care upon Jesus now. If you're harboring unforgiveness to anyone, give that to Jesus now. That will be a stumbling block. If you're harboring bitterness, resentment, or offense regarding anyone or anything, just give it to Jesus now. He wants our all, because that is what he has paid the price for, that we can live fully in his goodness and his blessing. He has done everything for us so we can live our lives fully rounded, fulfilled, whole, totally satisfied in him. Thank you, Jesus.
You change our lives forever, Jesus. Oh, you change our lives most wonderfully forever, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the level of the love that we see in you already. And thank you, Lord, how that love that we see in you is going to be opened up even wider to our vision and our understanding, Lord. And that we're ever moving into the fullness of all the measure of God. Thank you, Jesus, when we have the fullness of that love. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you. We ask, Lord, for any here, Lord, that have not yet known the love of Christ, that it's very, very easy to start. You say, Jesus, I want a new life from you. I want to set down my old life and I want to begin a whole new one with you. It's very easy. It's called being born again. It's called starting all over again with Jesus. If you've just known about him in the past, now you're going to be changing to knowing him personally, person to person. We thank you, Lord, for the grace of the Father to help us, that we know Jesus person to person, that we're living through him and talking to him and enjoy everything with him. Thank you, Jesus. You make everything beautiful, Jesus. You make every conversation beautiful. You make every action beautiful. You make every way of thinking beautiful, Jesus. And we say we love you, Lord. We treasure your work in us, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, you'll never give up on us. You'll never tire of retraining us. You'll never tire, Jesus. We praise you and bless you and thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. It's lovely. Will you remember we have